On the Hopi Reservation, you can drive several miles dodging tumbleweeds, navigating long stretches of dusty, rugged road before seeing another home. And inside almost every home, the radio is on. Visit any sheep camp or look inside any pickup truck, and the radio is tuned to KUYI, or KUI, which is Hopi for water. Richard Davis is KUYI's station manager.
There are people that do not turn their radios off. They're on constantly.
Its 6,900-watt signal echoes across the canyons and bounces off the mesas that make up the 1.5 million-acre reservation. And often, it's a critical connection. In 2010, northern Arizona was plagued with blizzards and floods that destroyed sewer lines and left many people stranded. Davis says it was then he realized just how essential radio is to Indian country.
It becomes a lifeline at times.
After the floods, it took 3 days for trucks with drinkable water to arrive and several more days for portable toilets to be delivered. In addition to providing urgent information, the station also attempts to preserve language and culture.
School.
Tune in to KNDN, where it's all Navajo all the time. And you might hear a complaint about a neighbor's sheep trespassing, or a call to send in funds for a funeral. The Navajo don't believe in saving money ahead of time for a funeral, as it could hasten a death. The station has an open microphone set up in its lobby, where people can broadcast their announcements. Listeners will drive sometimes 100 miles to get their message out on the radio. While small radio stations like KNDN and KUYI play a vital role in their communities, the nationally syndicated program Native American Calling plays a different but equally important role. Many people move off the reservation to go to school or to find a job, but they want to remain tethered to their culture. Harlan Macasito hosts Native American Calling based in Albuquerque.
When people hear what's happening in other areas and they're facing the same problems, but they're also hear that they're still strong in their cultural beliefs, they're still strong in their ceremonies, it does give people a feeling that they're not alone.
Macasito has hosted more than 4,000 shows on everything from diabetes to the rights of indigenous people to cultural identity.
And here's really what I want to dig into is, what do you get out of staying native? Why does it seem that a lot of native people are reluctant to assimilate into the mainstream of America?
This day's topic resonates with many listeners who hold tightly to their native pride. Despite efforts to teach Native culture and language on the radio, many Native languages are dying with the elders. Jacqueline Salee is the president of Kwanic Broadcast Corporation and National Native News based in Alaska. She says radio is a vehicle to record the stories, teach the language, and bind a culture.
It's really the voice for the people that don't have a voice.
I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.
Wake up, my grandchild. Run, greet the sun. Pray for all living things. Pray for all human race. Pray for all creation. Yan e, yan e, yan e, yo hey, yo hey, and ne, yeah.